From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Republican-led House has passed a continuing resolution that would avoid a government shutdown this month. The measure would provide $982 billion in funding to keep federal agencies operating through September. The vote was mainly along party lines. NPR's Craig Windham reports the bill would keep in place the across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester, which took effect last week.
The chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Harold Rogers, says the continuing resolution accomplishes one major goal.
This bill takes the risk of a government shutdown off the table.
Rogers says the measure also gives the Pentagon new flexibility to manage the sequester cuts. But House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer says that's not enough.
This vote will do nothing to lessen the effects of the sequester, whose impact is already being felt in my district and throughout the country.
Senate Democratic leaders say they'll seek to amend the House GOP bill to give domestic programs the same flexibility being given the Pentagon to help soften the impact of the sequester cuts. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The confirmation vote the Senate was expected to hold today on John Brennan's nomination for CIA director is on hold. NPR's Tamara Keefe says Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has decided to filibuster.
Senator Rand Paul has concern about the operation of drones and the potential for drones to target U.S. citizens on American soil. He was not satisfied with the answers that he got from the Obama administration. And so he is doing a filibuster. And so he is standing on the Senate floor and has been talking for some time now and says he will stay on the Senate floor and keep talking as long as he possibly can.
NPR's Tamara Keith. A few hours ago, Attorney General Eric Holder was on Capitol Hill where he told a Senate panel President Obama would soon reveal his administration's legal rationale for using drone strikes. NPR's Paul Brown reports Holder was also on the Hill to talk about gun violence.
Holder says that military-style assault weapons and high-capacity magazines should be banned. He says universal background checks for gun buyers should be mandatory. Another thing the administration wants Congress to do?
To eliminate misguided restrictions that require federal agents to allow the importation of dangerous weapons simply because of their age.
Holder also advocates tougher penalties on gun traffickers. Polls show public support rising for more regulation, but many lawmakers still appear hesitant as gun rights advocates loudly object to some of the proposals. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 54 points at 14,309, NASDAQ up slightly. This is NPR News. The United Nations Security Council is condemning Syria's rebels for detaining a group of UN peacekeepers near the Golan Heights. Officials say more than 30 fighters may have been involved. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, the council's president this month, told reporters that talks are underway between UN officials and the Syrian opposition. Still no sign of that so-called snowquester in the nation's capital, where just the threat of significant snow was enough to shut down much of the city. But areas to the west and south are reporting heavier snowfalls. WMRA's Bob Levicky filed this report from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Snowplows in Virginia have been working overtime since Tuesday night when the first flakes from the winter storm began falling in western Virginia, and most schools in the area closed for the day Wednesday. Trees buckled under the weight of the heavy wet snow, and electric companies report thousands of customers have lost power. Gusty winds of 30 miles per hour or more have been complicating the effects of the storm. Governor Bob McDonnell called for Virginia residents to have plenty of supplies on hand and to alert their power company if they lose electricity. And the State Department of Transportation warned residents to stay off the roads. The snow is expected to be heaviest along the Allegheny Mountains, with a total of a foot or more on the ground by this evening in parts of the Shenandoah Valley and the mountains to the west. For NPR News, I'm Bob Levicky in Harrisonburg.
Another sign that business investment will pick up in the U.S., factory orders for machinery and other goods rose more than 7% from December to January. U.S. stocks trading higher, with the Dow gaining 55. It's at 14,309. This is NPR.